Valentine's Day just around the corner, and I'm talking to Laura Asprey of Asprey Introductions. How are you, Laura? You all right?
Hello, I'm very well. I know. I can't believe it's Valentine's already. Years go fast.
So what is Asprey Introductions, first of all? Let's paint the picture about what you do.
Well, okay, we are living in a time full of online dating apps and lots of swiping and lots of people spending lots of time trying to find somebody. But what we do at Asprey Introductions is bespoke, old-fashioned, offline matchmaking for people who are just struggling to meet somebody lovely. You know, they're probably cash-rich, time-poor, and they just do not have the time, nor the inclination, really, to be spending all that time on dating apps when they just want to meet one or two or three or four really good people. You know, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And that's what we do. So it's a matchmaking agency designed to offer a service to busy people who are looking for love in their lives.
So you're not looking at apps anymore, obviously. You're doing it offline, you say, so you're doing it...
Well, yeah, you know what's happening is that there's been such an explosion of dating apps the last few years, but so much so that what we've seen more and more year on year is there's also this thing called dating fatigue, in that people are just going on the apps going, oh, I cannot do this anymore. Where is he or she? Where are they? Oh, I need help. And they're kind of resorting back to old-fashioned matchmaking once again, as it's just not, you know, dating apps aren't giving them what they need. Flake rate is soaring. People are very fickle. People are spending 13 and a half hours per week on dating apps. That's a terribly paid part-time job. And, you know, people can't be bothered with it anymore, really. It's difficult.
I've got a true story to tell you about a dating app. My situation. Can I tell you this brief story, right? Basically,
yeah,
I was on something to do with fishes. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
I mentioned it, but I know yes. what you mean. They were yep. really just swimming down. Yep.
Yes. And I was on there for quite a while after my divorce, and I met a lot of people that weren't who they said they were. So I found myself in a situation where I didn't feel very safe. It wasn't very good. By accident, I saw my high school sweetheart on there. That we dated when we were at school. So we messaged each other.
Cute.
Then we added each other on normal social media, Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. And then we got together, we started going out as friends, and then it blossomed into, and we're now getting married next month.
Oh my God.
So
you basically used online dating as a trigger to meet your old flame, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. So let's go back to the crux of what you do anyway. I mean, are there any do's and don'ts when it comes to dating? And I mean, I must admit, I've been on some dates and they've been absolute disasters because I've gone, let's talk about you, and they've suddenly twisted.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is, I think there's a lot of people who go, make sure you ask a lot of questions on dates, don't talk about yourself. But what we're sort of finding is people are taking that too far, and they go, so I'm going to do this weekend, I really like it, what about you? And they haven't actually exposed anything personal about them, and it just feels like a game of tennis, which is really uncomfortably played. And you're like, you know, people's conversation skills are deteriorating because of online apps and because people are just typing everything. You know, they're not talking to one another very much. So I think do's and don'ts today, really. I mean, look, if you've got a dating profile out there, make sure it's real and genuinely reflects you. You know, do upload positively recent pictures, nothing that's, I mean, I know you probably don't think you've aged much in 5 or 10 years, but a lot of people might not agree with you. Also, with dating profiles, write stuff in them. We're seeing, you know, 70% more success rate if you just write some information into them. So many people are just connecting it to Facebook or whatever and just entering bare minimum and wondering why they're not getting any responses. Because people have to have a cue to talk to you about something. If you say you like tennis, they can go, oh, I see you wrote in your profile, you like tennis, it's a good talking point. It's much easier for people to contact you, they've got something to grab onto, so to speak. And don't put too much pressure on yourself around Valentine's Day. It's just another day. I know I'm a matchmaker and I probably shouldn't say that, but it is, really, and it doesn't mean anything if you can't get a date for Valentine's. The same could be said for many dates. Don't put too much pressure on yourself in general. Just try to enjoy dates. Don't think of them like a job interview. A lot of people go on dates after work and it becomes an extension of their working day, and they sit across the room from this person and it's almost like, what do you do? Where do you live? You know, these really mundane questions can be very, very, very difficult to get out of. I just feel like an interview. So, yeah,
dating has got very, very difficult in the millennial, you know, in these kind of modern times. I hated dating when I was dating. Couldn't stand it.
It has become more difficult, but you know what I think happened is dating apps have given us this illusion of choice, and that we're marketed that we've got this perfect partner out there for us. It's almost the whole model of a dating app is basically so you don't find anyone, so you keep going back onto it, really, isn't it? And the market is, it's this notion of you go on a date with, I mean, the olden days, you used to go on a date with somebody and you give them a chance and get to know them and work out whether there's any chemistry. Now, you're sort of like, well, they don't, you can go on a date and they order a steak well done. You go, oh my God, they ordered a steak well done. I'm going to get back onto that dating app and I'm going to find somebody who's perfect for me because that's what I've been told I can have. And it creates this very sort of transient, transactional, next best thing culture that no one's settling down. People always think there's someone better out there. And obviously, they're not having to invest very much in dating. They can easily find someone quickly without having to make much effort. It can be quite tricky.
What would you say to somebody who's recently become single and they would say to you, "Oh God, not again! I don't want to do this again." But then you want to persuade them and go, "Do you know what? It's not that bad."
I think if someone's recently become single, a lot of the time, the sort of the knee-jerk reaction is to date again, get on the rebound wagon, so to speak, find someone quickly. And that can be good to certain people because it's a distraction from your breakup. So I would always encourage those people who just want to get out there again, just to go on as many dates as possible. Say yes for 30 days to everything that comes up, even if you don't think you're going to fancy them. 47% of people don't think were told when they first met their husband or wife, you know, they weren't going to fancy them on the first date. And it turns out that they ended up marrying them. So first impressions don't go as far as people think. People are sort of indoctrinated today to think, if I don't fancy them, it's never going to work. But that's not necessarily true, because the stats dictate that actually a lot of relationships, people grow to love each other, actually. So I would say to a lot of people who are just newly single, do get out there, but also just take some time out. Don't feel like you have to be with someone all the time. You know, you don't need anybody to complete you, as cliche as it sounds. You can just be happy on your own for a little bit and find out who you are again. Because I think when you're in a couple, you can be very guilty of just being your identity as you and the person you're with, not just you. So it's quite important to find out who you are on your own.
All right. I'm going to give you a challenge question now, if you don't mind. As a matchmaker, how many success weddings have you instigated, started, or had?
Well, okay, successful weddings and successful engagements and successful moving in, quite a lot. I don't really know exactly, to be quite honest with you. And what I'm finding more and more, if I'm being honest, is that I don't always get invited to the wedding. Not because we have some sort of... It's almost like, though, when you're a matchmaker and you have lots of clients, I kind of liken it to an estate agent. When you buy a house, you don't always invite them in to your house when you live in it.
That's really rude, though. That's rude.
It's rude, but you do invite your estate agent back in to have a cup of tea once you bought the house from you.
You got a good point there, but actually, if you found somebody some true happiness, then I'd be like, it's all down to you, this, Lara, come to the wedding.
But, you know, there's also a certain level of discretion involved, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily want all of their loved ones, friends and families to know how they met. And that's at their discretion. So, we've got to be very mindful of how people respect that information. So, but yeah, it's great fun.
Fantastic. Where can people find you if they're interested in using your services, maybe, and they've had enough of all this online rubbish?
Well, if you have had a success rate, then matchmaking is the key. Ask for Introductions is the name of my agency, so you are very welcome to. And I will be speaking at Celebrate Love on Saturday, which is going to be this wonderful event all about love that's being hosted by Lindsay King and Hourglass Women, which is for anybody keen to find out more about, you know, how to inject a bit more love into their lives, spiritually, mentally, physically. It's going to be very interesting.
Fantastic. Lara, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.